All right, just in case you're confused or in the dark, or you may not have a full understanding of where the Democratic Party sets with God, with Christianity, and what they believe about the sanctity of life, then this is the podcast that you need to hear. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? It is Saturday, October 19th. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. We are less than 3 weeks away. The days are quickly counting down until the November 5th election. And I believe the Democratic Party is making it very well known where they stand and is in regards to what they believe about Christianity, what they believe about God, and what they believe about the sanctity of life. And in this quick video today, I want to show you some proof of why it is very important that you get educated and you understand what we are facing in regards to this crossroads that our country has come to. Where is voting important? That's something you're going to have to decide. But we're going to show you some stuff that I believe is shocking today. And before we get started, can you help us out? Let other people see this video, get the algorithms to pick it up. And you can do that easily by just hitting that like button. Take it a step further. If you like our content, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification as well. And we would love for you guys to keep up with us. All right, not sure if you guys saw this or not, but in a recent rally, Kamala Harris was caught on video mocking pro-life protesters. And this was literally hours before she snubbed the Catholic charity dinner. Okay, so let's talk about this first. Okay, so this is a quick clip. And it's going to be hard to hear this, so it's highlighted here for you. So here it is. Watch this.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
So there was protesters there that were pro-life. One man, you can hear him yell faintly in the background, "Jesus is Lord." We'll play it again. And this is her response.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
And then people are cheering. Yeah, woo, yeah. All right, Vice President Kamala Harris did not hold back on pro-life protesters as she talked to her supporters about expanding abortion rights at her campaign stop in Wisconsin on Thursday, just hours before she skipped the A.I. Smith Catholic Charity Dinner. Again, also known as the Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation Dinner, is a commonly known as the A.I. Smith Dinner, is an annual white tie dinner in New York City to raise funds for Catholic charities supporting children, think about this, of various needs in the Archdiocese of New York. It is held at New York City's Waldorf Astoria Hotel on the third Thursday of October. It is hosted by the Archbishop of New York and is organized by the Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation in honor of A.I. Smith, who grew up in poverty and later became the governor of New York four times and was the first Catholic nominated for president by a majority party as the Democratic nominee in the 1928 election. Now, traditionally, the official teachings, listen to this, of the Catholic Church have always opposed all forms of abortion procedures whose direct purpose is to destroy the embryo or fetus, since it holds the human life and it must be respected and protected absolutely from the moment of conception. Again, this is from the Catholic doctrine. So I'm not surprised that Kamala Harris would skip this dinner. She is 100% against life and of the child. This pro-choice abortion is the main platform of the Democratic Party. So it's not surprising to me. Quote, "We will move forward because ours is a fight for the future. And it is a fight for freedom, like the fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do. Translation, we will move forward because it is our right to terminate the child in the womb. Is this the future do you want for your children? Because they won't have a future because they won't exist. These people are amazing. And again, we're not going to be gaslighted on this. Oh, no, we're not going to be gaslighted on this because after all, we're the ones that gaslight. So you're not going to gaslight us. We remember Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the U.S. Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. And as they did, as he intended. See, this is the whole, again, this is their main objective, guys, is to undo what took place at the Supreme Court with Roe v. Wade. They want the right for every individual to terminate the child in the womb. They love this. This is their platform. And again, at this rally, she was interrupted by anti-abortion protest, which we just showed you, while she's grinning and laughing. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. Even after a man shouted, "Jesus is Lord." Quote, "I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street. This is condescending." And she's talking about President Trump's rally that he had. Now, of course, Fox News reached out to the Harris campaign in particular because, again, on social media, users have speculated that Harris was responding directly to a particular attendee who shouted "Jesus is Lord," and there is yet to be any comment on this. So it'll be interesting to see what their comment is, what they'll come back with. I'm going to go ahead and step out on a limb here and make the prediction that the fact checkers will come out, and if you post about this on Facebook and social media, and you post that she responded to a person shouting "Jesus is Lord" and saying this, I'm telling you, I'm not a betting man, but I'd be willing to lay all the chips in the middle and say that the fact checkers are going to nail people for sharing this under the guise of false information, misinformation, or missing content. Come on, what do y'all think? Let me know in the comment section below. Okay, and if that wasn't disgusting enough, then you had this incident. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Again, same party, same objective.
Taking part in a viral Instagram video where she places a chip in the mouth of liberal podcaster Liz Plank, who accepts it while on her knees. Many Catholics are saying it's a clear shot at the sacrament of Holy Communion.
Do you see that? Are you hearing this? Are you paying attention? Here is Governor Gretchen Whitmer mocking communion. Once again, another jab against not just Catholics, but Christianity. Because not only do we honor the sanctity of life, but we also take communion very seriously. This is a very serious matter. So Catholics are not the only ones that are up and offended about this, at this blatant mocking. But let's go on and listen to the rest of this video.
I was an elder in my church, just recently retired from that. And serving Holy Communion is one of the most sacred things that we do. And when I saw that video, I was dumbfounded by what on earth the governor thought that she was doing with that. I mean, it felt to me, and I've heard this from a lot of my friends from around Macomb County here today, who felt that she was mocking Holy Communion.
Come on, guys. And please don't come on here and say, well, she may have not understood what she was doing, or maybe it wasn't out of malicious intent. Right. Wake up. Again, guys, the Democratic Party, how much are you convinced yet? How much more convincing do you need? Who is controlling this? Demonic forces? Look at their motives. Look at the intent. Look at the platform. this is unbelievable. That it, and it's what's really sick is you'll get people that profess to know Christ and support this. You go cast your vote. I know. Brother Ricky, I can't believe you're talking about politics. I can't believe you're talking about, you can't talk about politics. Oh, yes, I can, because I'm not a 501c3. The government can't hold me hostage over a 501c3 because we're not a 501c3. But I'm just telling you, you can unsubscribe, unlike, unfollow us, unsupport us. I don't really care. But if you have no guilt nor shame after watching this and seeing what this party represents blatantly, they don't make any, they're not hiding it anymore. And if you can go out here and cast your vote in support of this, well, I don't like that evil orange man because he just goes around hurting people's feelings, and he has a loud mouth, and he is just a misogynist, and he's just a racist and a bigot. Oh, please. Well, brother, it's evil versus lesser evil. Okay, say what you will about Trump, but he is the best choice we've got. He's the best choice that we have. Well, brother, I'm going to write in Jesus Christ on the ballot. Absolutely stupid. You just, by default, you just gave your vote to Kamala Harris. I'm just telling you the truth. I know. Listen, I've tried to avoid this issue. I've tried to avoid politics. But guys, I can't sit back anymore as a citizen of the United States and watch our country go to hell in a handbasket. And God has entrusted me to have a voice as a watchman on the wall. If I sit back and be quiet and be silent, then the blood is on my hands. And listen, I'd rather stand before God and know that I spoke what is right. And I stood for the sanctity of life. I stood for what was holy and what was true versus capitulating and compromising all in the name of, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to offend anybody. And I don't want to say anything because I might lose some followers. Because this is what most social media influencers do. This is what most pastors are doing. This is what most church leaders are doing. They are so terrified of standing up for truth that because they might lose people, they might lose givers, they might lose supporters. Listen, I happen to believe, first of all, it's God who gave us this ministry, and it's God who will sustain it in the end, whatever that looks like. John the Baptist went all the way through his entire ministry. And the Bible says he was not a reed shaken in the wind. He remained steadfast, and he kept his message the same, which was repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And in the end, he lost his head. But you know what? He chose to rather lose his head than lose his integrity. Yes, this may cost me something. But in the end, if I had to stand before God, I'd rather say, God, I stood for the sanctity of life. I stood for the sanctity of marriage. I stood for what I believe was what was holy. And I stood for the word of God. And I was born in the United States of America. I wasn't born anywhere else. And I was born in the United States of America for such a time as this. As a citizen of the United States, I have a civil duty, and I have the freedom and the right, and men and women that served in our armed forces fought, shed blood, and died for my freedom to vote. And I'm exercising that right. I'd rather stand before God knowing that I did the right thing and my conscience be clear versus keeping my mouth shut because I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, all in the name of trying to get followers.
Plank accepts the chip, the camera moves over to the governor, who's wearing a camo-style Harris Walz campaign hat. Fox 2 requested a statement from the governor's office and have not received one yet. However, Democratic sources with knowledge of Whitmer's participation in the video say it refers to a viral TikTok challenge called The Dilemma, where one person awkwardly feeds a friend of theirs on camera, but Roe isn't buying it.
I mean, that's just wrong. And if it were done to any other faith, it would be condemned across the board.
Exactly.
This is what believing Christians take all the time. Yep. And we're tired of it.
We asked if the situation would be resolved with an apology from the governor.
If she sincerely apologized, I believe in forgiveness. I mean, I'm a Christian and I believe in forgiveness. But what we got today was an excuse.
Now, what we got today was the truth, the reality, and what you're seeing is what they represent. This is what you're getting. This is what this party is: mocking, criticizing, condemning, ridiculing, and trying to shut down Christianity. They hate Christianity. They hate God. They don't have anything to do with God. Wake up.
And moments ago, we just got this statement with an apology from the governor through her office. It goes, quote, over 25 years in public service, I would never do something to denigrate someone's faith.
Oh, sure.
I've used my platform to stand up for people's right to hold and practice their personal religious beliefs. My team has spoken with.
Yeah, except for, remember, this was the same lady when the pandemic was going on and she was all about shutting churches down. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. She was 100% behind that. I'm talking about militant, totalitarian tactics to shut down churches. And she was right up there with those in California.
The Michigan Catholic Conference, what was supposed to be a video about the importance of the CHIPS Act to Michigan jobs, has been construed as something it was never intended to be, and I apologize for that. She's referencing the Michigan Catholic Conference that also had a lot to say about this, too.
And don't worry, the mainstream media will go above and beyond to cover for her, and they'll cover for Harris anytime these people say this stuff and they get called out on it. The mainstream media goes in overdrive to try to play cleanup about it. So listen, guys, I'm not going to keep you long today, but this, again, please like, share. We may lose a lot of followers, but you know what? That's okay. We'll keep our remnant. We'll keep our remnant. Listen, while the country's going woke, and that's what Harris wants, she's already said that. She's come out and said, we're not woke enough. We need to be more woke. Come on, while most of the country is going woke, I believe there's a remnant that's a coming awake. The country's going woke, but the remnant's coming awake. It's time for us to wake up, shake off the cobwebs, get into the race. And I'm not talking about the election and the presidential race. I'm talking about the race, to finish this race. Paul talked about fighting the good fight of faith and finishing the race. And being in Hebrews says, being that we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us cast aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, so that it won't hinder us. We're running this race, guys. The finish line is right above, but I don't know how long we're going to have the freedoms that we have in America. But as long as I have breath in my lungs, I'm going to do what I feel like is right to do, to uphold the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and keep what freedom we still have left intact. And just pray and believe and hope, maybe, just maybe, America may have one last reprieve, maybe even one last awakening. So guys, EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. This is going to be our main website. If you've not downloaded our free app, I want to encourage you to download it today. Get it on Apple. Get it on Android. It's right there in front of you on the screen. Again, you just type in EndTime Headlines. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. This is going to keep you informed with every headline, every podcast, every breaking news, prophecy update. Everything's going to be right at your fingertips. As always, guys, if our ministry is a blessing to you in any way, form, shape, whatever it looks like to you, We would love for you guys to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do several different ways. Electronically, you can give, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. All right, guys, so we're out for this weekend. Unless there is breaking news, we'll see you guys on Monday. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.